Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get started. A very special thanks to my sponsor for this segment. My job depends on ag. Meet the people who grow your food and promote agriculture all over the country and the world. www.myjobdependsonag.com and give them a like on their Facebook page as well. 60,000 strong. I'm honored to be a part of it. Okay, so our third recipe, everybody keeps asking me about doing a tempura, so why not? Let's do a tempura. We're going to be doing crispy green bean tempura. Very, very easy. Let's get started. What I need to do first is I need 2 cups of flour. Now, it's important when you're using any kind of flour or any kind of a floury base that we always run it through a sieve. You'd be surprised what you could find in some flour or even some sugar. So I always run everything through a sieve. That's just baking 101. We always want to make sure that we're being attentive to detail. And one thing as chefs that we do better than anything, that we should be doing better than anything, is making sure that we're checking every single component to our dish. And that means making sure we're prepping everything properly. So run your flour through a sieve. Once we run our flour through a sieve, we're going to have 2 cups of flour we're going to run through a sieve. I'm going to go ahead and add 1 cup of soda water. We're going to do that to start. Once we mix everything together, I'm going to add another cup of soda water to this as well. I'm also going to add a little bit of water. And I want to make sure that when we add a little bit of water to this, this is just to cut a little bit of that soda flavor off, because we don't want to have that really strong soda flavor. So I'll add 2 tablespoons of water. And believe it or not, that does do the trick. Next, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to season this. Salt and pepper, if you want to use a little bit of garlic, granulated garlic, onion powder, whatever you want to put in here. I always just recommend salt and pepper, but I have seen some unique ways of doing tempura. But we always got to remember basics. 2 cups of flour, 2 cups of soda water, 2 tablespoons of water, salt and pepper. That's it. Go ahead and mix this around, and I'd say, honestly, to let it sit in your fridge for about 1 to 2 hours before actually using this. Now what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and get our fryer oil. Now, not most of you guys don't have a deep fryer. I don't even have a deep fryer, but I do know how to get my oil up to 375 degrees. Now, make sure you're not doing this with olive oil, because olive oil has a very, very low smoke point, which means that it will start smoking absolutely immediately. Reverse that. It's a high smoke point, a low tolerance level. So don't use olive oil. Make sure you're using vegetable oil. Pinot oil works really, really well for this as well. Or some really just good old-fashioned shortening. Go ahead and bring it up to 375. Get your green beans. You're going to put them in the mixture. You're going to go ahead and carefully drop that into the oil. Don't do it from up high. Do it really, really low. I promise you're not going to get splashed as much as you think you are. Let it cook for about 2 minutes and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You could call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.